Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling.
I saw the story that White Claw had $1.5 billion in sales. I also had mentioned last month there was a story about the guy that created White Claw, the founder. He's worth more than $1 billion now.
I'm not surprised. What a guy.
Proven that you just have to have the right idea at the right time.
He hit on something. And he hit on something.
You hit a national craze and people go nuts. Mm-hmm. I'm still mad at White Claw, though, because the folks from White Claw here in Chicago were listeners.
Right.
Or hope they still are.
Yeah.
And had heard that discussion and sent over, you know, we're going to send you a whole bunch of White Claw. And we're like, nah, we're getting somewhere with you folks.
Yeah.
This is great. And then it was like we'd matched on Tinder and they totally ghosted us.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is what
they ghosted us.
Like.
We thought we were going to have a hookup.
Oh.
You know, maybe something tawdry, and then poof.
Right.
They're just gone.
Hey, something happened.
You don't think there was like a delivery and somebody took it, do you?
Well, I guess that's possible, but Cynthia says, like Tinder, we keep sending them messages and they've ghosted us, but no response.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
A pure ghost.
Okay.
Hi there, John.
Hey, good morning.
Nick sent a note. He's like, yeah, this whole seltzer craze. What's the difference between seltzer and soda water and mineral water?
Well, mineral water has minerals in it. Seltzer water, soda water, and seltzer water are all the same thing. It's just CO2 dissolved in water.
Aha. Uh-huh. So it's really kind of interchangeable. They're all kind of the same thing for the most part?
Correct.
All right. Okay. See, then watch this. This is how things go. Fatima.
Yes.
What's the difference between the three? Is there any at all?
Yeah, so I think that seltzer water has like more of acidic taste.
Right.
Like salty. Club soda is like a more softer taste to me.
Right.
And then what's the third one? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Mineral water.
That's right. Mineral water. It's more like minerally. So you can taste like all the minerals
right.
and other.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know it's hard to explain, but it's just nasty.
It's almost like you can drink the water. And go, it's almost like there's gravel in here.
Exactly right.
That makes it good.
I feel like there's gravel in here.
Yeah.
And soaking in gravel. Yeah. If you were going to order a vodka right now, Fatima, which of those three would you mix it with?
Club soda.
Club soda. There you go. Plus, that way you keep your girlish figure, they say, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that
no
what you're
calorie.
Supposed to order?
Yeah, just carbonated water.
Yeah.
Nothing to it.
Yeah. Like tonic has a bunch of calories in it, though.
Yeah, that's got syrup in it.
See, there you are. If you're trapped on a desert island and can eat like a kid the whole time, what's the one thing you would eat? Melissa would be like, well, I'm glad the fettuccine rolled up, but do we have any olive oil and some fresh Parmesan? Because otherwise, I don't know
what?
That I can eat this.
That sounds really good, though.
Yeah, one thing. See, even Cheryl's kind of cheating, Cheryl.
It has to be chunky peanut butter and strawberry jelly.
Chunky peanut butter and strawberry jelly.
Oh, right.
She wants them both in the same crate that just floated up.
Yeah, well, they do make those together.
Big crate of what, Kim?
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy. Hmm. Eat like a kid all day long. Tons of nutrition in that. Rick. I'm sorry, Ann.
Definitely half thing of pizza.
A half thing of pizza?
Pizza.
Definitely have to have pizza. Have to have
oh,
pizza.
Definitely yeah. have to have. I thought she was ordering a half a pizza.
I
just
pizza.
Want a half. I don't want to overdo it.
Yeah, it's her island. She gets to order half if she wants.
I don't want to seem like I'm a pig out here. Yeah. 312-233-1019. Top three is what we're looking for. Tie at number three, Dorothy.
Marshmallow fluff.
Fluff. Bob.
Peach Trolios.
Peach Trolios?
Yeah, the peach gummies. They're circle gummies. That taste like
I got it.
Peachios.
Right. Gotcha. Peachios. Woody at number two.
Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks.
Wow. Oh, like, those are so good.
A full day of Pop Rocks.
And they're entertaining.
And they're entertaining. Passing the time.
Totally.
Waiting for a ship to go rolling by to save you. And finally in at number one, Allie, eating like a kid stuck on a desert island. You've chosen?
Fruit by the foot.
Oh, that's right. Fruit by the foot. Who doesn't enjoy eating foot-long fruit?
Yeah, why not?
Any particular flavor you enjoy?
I like the berry one. We actually just bought a giant box of it from Costco this weekend.
Yeah. Yep. How many in a Costco fruit by the foot package or box, how many are in there? A couple thousand?
I think 60.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sugar.
That'll get you through like a month on the island.
Oh, my God.
Violetta, you ever been on a date with rules?
No, but I know some. I know a guy, a friend of mine, has a rule for his dates.
Hold that thought, because I got this email. Hey, Eric, so I went on a date last weekend that ended up in an argument. Jennifer and I went to a restaurant, had dinner together. Afterwards, she was upset because I told her she could only order from the appetizer or sandwich section of the menu.
What?
She said she should be able to make her own choices when it comes to eating. This is only our second date, so I'm not willing to pay for a $25 entree yet. When she pays for our meal, then she can make her own decisions, or if this relationship evolves to another level. She says I was wrong for putting a date with rules in place. I disagree. Thoughts on this? Who is right, me or her?
I don't know. It just screams class, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. So he sat there. He's like, listen, all right, we met on Bumble. This is our second time out. Let's be honest with each other. Neither one of us knows if this is going to take. Okay? So because of that, we're going to have some date with rules here, date restrictions. You can order from the appetizer or sandwich section. Don't you even think to flip over to the entrees. We're not doing that.
I love this.
This is not happening on this date. Help yourself to the club sandwich, maybe the calamari. That's where it stops.
And don't you dare have more than one drink.
Because you know she's flipping ahead to the surf and turf.
Well, you would think.
Well, because we as men hear that there's a lot of times for as shocked and outraged as you are, ladies, and you should be, based on the way that he worded it. But you have told us many, many times that you go out with us because you want the free meal.
Sure.
You're going to go out and get the surf and turf and then never call us again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens too, right?
There's some girls that do that.
Yeah, that happens. And maybe this guy's been victimized by the surf and turf girl.
Sure, now he's scared.
So now this poor Jennifer, it's taken out on her that she's the appetizer and sandwich girl. 312-233-1019. Have any of you ever been on a date with rules? A rule was put in place about something. You can't order the $25 entree. You can only have a certain number of drinks. You can only wear a certain thing they requested.
Oh.
You were only going to go within a 10-mile radius of where you are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the guy that you said had a rule?
Yeah, Marco's rule was $40 first date maximum.
Okay.
So he would encourage just like a round of drinks and an appetizer, like you're saying.
Okay.
I don't think he would tell the girls. He would just be like, very like, hey, let's order this appetizer and then let's go.
So he'd try to control it. So what happens to Marco on his date if he's got the $40 rule and he orders like, you know, the $14 appetizer and you each get a martini at like $12 each? I mean, you're bumping right up against your 40
here
pretty soon.
Yeah, you definitely are.
And the waitress comes over and goes, can I get you another? And she goes, yeah, I'll have another. Does he go, no, you won't. No, you won't.
I think so, but I think he's...
She'll have a beer. And the cheapest one you've got.
Exactly. Seltzer water.
Right.
I think he would encourage them not to, or he would try to end the date before the waitress comes up if he's not feeling it.
Okay. 312-233-1019. Have any of you ever been on a date where something like this has happened? A rule has been put in place, either as the date was happening or maybe even before it started.
Right. Let's set some ground rules here.
Listen, I'm going to pick you up, but I don't like people riding in my car with their shoes on because I just, I had the carpets shampooed. So I'm going to need you to take your shoes off when you get in the car.
Oh, I can see that happening. For sure.
Melissa's okay with that one. She just doesn't want to be restricted to getting the surf and turf. I'll take my shoes off anywhere.
Okay. Oh, I get that.
Date with rules. You've been on one, or maybe you put a rule in place, much like Marco. Hi there, Nikki.
Good morning.
You encountered a dating rule?
Yes, the place had to have free refills on the drink.
Oh.
You had to go to a place that had free refills.
Yep, had to have free refills on the soft drinks or it was a no-go.
Ah, okay. Now, did you know that this policy was in place before you went out with him, or did you discover as you sat down at Applebee's?
I did not. We sat down at a Vietnamese restaurant, actually, and he had never been to one, and he was really uncomfortable with the menu because he had no clue what to order.
Right.
And then it came out that he asked about if there were free refills on the drinks, and he said, and he kind of laughed, and he said, forget it, let's just leave. We'll go across the parking lot to the Panera.
There you go.
Okay, a little safer.
There you go.
Yep.
Oh,
I can't read the menu.
Right.
They're going to charge me for another Pepsi. Yeah. Let's just go get a sandwich and eat in the car.
So romantic.
Trending on Twitter with social media director Mel D, who has been frantically typing and researching. I know. Are we all set to go, Mel D?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, we get the big three. Big three things currently trending on Twitter at number three.
Right, so could there be a new Carpool Karaoke coming? And could it be with Harry Styles?
Oh, I hope so.
So nothing's confirmed by anybody.
That'll be the first Carpool Karaoke where James Corden doesn't know the words to any of the songs.
Right?
I mean, like, nobody knows any of your songs.
Yeah. Well, there's a ton of videos and photos of pictures with Harry and James Corden coming out on Twitter this morning of them recording something from yesterday. So while both of them were out, they were in the middle of some streets in L.A. causing a bit of a traffic jam. So Harry basically performed a free concert in those streets while drivers just had to sit there and watch it all play out. But if you were lucky enough and you lived in the L.A. area, people got to witness all of this. There was a ton of costume changes, people dressed as like watermelons, probably from his new single, and James Corden just pretty much hanging out with Harry Styles.
I have the Harry Styles story for you. I don't know if you know this, Mel D. Are you a big Harry Styles fan, by the way?
Well, I think I'm more of a fan of, like, Niall, if I had to pick one of them.
So if you were going to rank them.
Yeah, I would do Niall.
Niall, then?
Then Harry.
Harry at number two, just slightly ahead of Liam. Or
Liam.
Zane. Zane last.
It'd probably go Niall, Harry, Zane, Liam, Louis.
Gotcha. Poor Louis last.
Poor Louis doesn't get in the discussion.
Two summers ago, I ran into Harry Styles on the golf course.
Yeah.
Isn't he so cute?
He just looks like a guy on the golf course.
So cute.
Pulled up. I'm like, my buddy was playing with him. I guess he knew him. He's like, oh, have you met Harry Styles? I'm like, hi, how are you? Do you mind if we play through? That was about it.
Oh, wow.
You couldn't even fake the I love your music discussion. You couldn't bring yourself.
Yeah, I went, hi, how are you? You know, I really love your... Yeah, forget it.
Right. You can tell I'm not telling the truth.
You were good in Dunkirk.
Yeah. Did he say anything to you?
We chatted for a minute or two. Yeah.
How was his accent?
British.
Sexy.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
The Joker movie, that did extremely well at box offices everywhere after it ranked in over $1 billion. And now it looks like the Joker 2... could be in the works. There are those multiple sources coming out that Warner Bros. Is already talking about having the director of the Joker, Todd Phillips.
She even calls Warner Brothers Warner Bros.
Warner Bros, yeah.
Like that Joe one, Bros.
That one actually
Warner
hurt
Bros.
Me.
They're like, yeah, keep calling us that. Yeah. We're cool, man.
I don't know. I didn't realize I did that.
Got the Joker movie coming out, or as I like to call it, Joke. Everything's shortened. Everything.
Yeah, bro.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway. There's possibly a second one coming. Twitter's kind of divided. People are saying that the part of the charm of this movie was that it was a one-off or it could just stand alone. But then you have the diehard fans that are like, all right, we're all for a second
movie. No one cares because it's the highest grossing R-rated movie in the history of filmmaking. They're going to make another one.
Joker 2.
Even if it's a failure and makes $1 billion, they don't care.
In which Joker gets therapy and decides to help all the women and children in his neighborhood.
Be nice. Yeah. And trending on Twitter, number one.
If you're a big fan of Coldplay, hopefully you saw them live
on
some
so
of their
depressed.
Past tours because it looks like they're putting off future touring on hold.
Oh, boy.
So this is a bit of a surprise to all Coldplay fans everywhere. All Coldplay fans everywhere since they're going to drop their new album maybe any day. But instead of touring, Coldplay sat down with the BBC to say that they're focusing on putting all their efforts towards addressing environmental concerns. And if that they're going on tour, they're going to do it in a sustainable way. Yeah. Basically, I don't really know. Who knows? They might go on tour. They might not.
Two new Coldplay songs dropped. Daddy, as in Who's Your? And Champion of the World.
Yeah.
Which sounds like if you were to ask a six-year-old, what do you want to name the song? Champion of the World.
Daddy.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go with it.
Oh, man.
Have you listened to him? Whip's the biggest Coldplay fan around.
I know. I feel like you're doing the stories just for him.
Have you listened to it?
No, I'm just so sad. I'm just so sad about them not touring.
All right, here's what I want. After we get done with news, I want you to listen to Daddy.
Okay.
And then tell us if we want to.
You know he's going to love it.
No, I don't know that he will.
Really?
I guess just based on this whole general vibe, I don't know that he will.
I'll check it out.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mel D. Our phone lines are jammed.
Yeah.
Bunch of weirdos. Bunch of crazy people. Bunch
aliens.
Of aliens.
Aliens.
Bunch of aliens.
Yeah.
Bunch of aliens calling. Who are you people? This is crazy.
So funny.
2% of us don't use pillows. Doesn't use a pillow. Now, a couple of them, I think, are like, well, you know, if I sleep a certain way, I don't use a pillow. No, I'm talking, you're the kind of person that's, we walk in your bedroom, there are no pillows.
Mm-hmm.
None. Just a bed. Because, like, I think, I gotta believe, like, Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Eric.
Hi, no pillow?
No pillow. When I lay on my stomach, I lay flat with my head turned. Because if I had a pillow, my head would be wrenched.
I get that. I get how you might roll over to your stomach and move away from it. But when you're sleeping otherwise, like in the normal sobbing fetal position, as we've learned, do you have a pillow on your bed for that? Or are there no pillows on your bed?
No, there's pillows. I would sleep, with pillows in other positions.
So, yeah, if you're, you know, I get it. I've even slept without a pillow if I change position. I'm uncomfortable. But I'm talking, this is your standard. You don't utilize one ever.
Okay.
You know, like Haley.
Yes. Hi, I'm the alien Haley.
You have no pillows.
No, none whatsoever. I don't sleep with a pillow. I haven't slept with a pillow for 22 years. It's just not my thing.
You just have a flat bed. You come in and you lay down.
Okay, I have one small, like, tiny pillow, but I don't use that ever. I just want to look a little normal with my one tiny pillow.
Why would you subject yourself? Hey, how about this? Haley, prisoners on death row have pillows.
I just don't think it's comfortable. I don't think it's comfortable. Like, any way I sleep on my stomach, my side, my back. I just don't find it comfortable.
It's very weird.
You can call her Halian.
Hi, Elise.
Yeah.
No pillows.
Nope, none at all. I have decorative pillows on my bed, but I have never slept with a pillow.
Never?
Nope.
Well, if we gave you pillows, would you be able to sleep, or would it be so uncomfortable?
No, I don't know. Every time I try, like, I've tried really expensive pillows and really nice pillows, and they just hurt my neck.
Are you in a relationship at all, Elise?
Yeah, I'm married.
What does your husband think of this? Does he sleep on pillows, or is he also an alien?
No, he sleeps with pillows. I don't know. I don't think he thinks much of it. It's just how I've always slept.
Right. More pillows for him. Very strange, yeah. No, he's got like 7 pillows. Yeah. It works great. It's crazy.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
That's good. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for just okay. Jessica, are you in a relationship?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay, how long have you been married?
10 years.
Okay. And is your relationship currently in a stagnant, scum-covered pond state? I wasn't mean it said it. That was whip. I think that was way out of line.
Still lovely, though. Yeah. Still looks beautiful.
Are you stagnant a little bit?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
Totally normal. Totally normal. Why do you think your relationship is currently just in a stagnant phase? Is it something just life or work or...
It's super busy. We have a 5-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Just not a lot of time for ourselves.
Gotcha.
We don't have a lot of alone time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Is it something that you're open to trying to fix with just one simple task?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
All right, because I was reading a study that's called Text to Send Your Long-Term Partner to Keep Your Relationship Fresh When It's Stagnant.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
All right. So what I thought was,
easy. Okay.
I've kind of isolated 3 finalists because they list like 15 on here. 3 finalist texts. All right. I'm going to read those to you, and then you can pick any one of the 3 that you like. And we want you to send that text to your husband today, and then report back tomorrow what happened.
Yay! This is fun.
Got it.
You open to that?
Okay, got it.
Okay. Now, for example, they have like sweet texts to warm your heart. We're not going to do any of these. Like, I know I say it all the time, but you're really such an amazing person. Blah, 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 right, Jessica?
Okay.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. They also have texts with surprises to keep things exciting, like, hey, look in your pocket. I left you something special with a little love note or candy. Or something. You're not doing that, right?
No,
we're not doing that. In fact, your phone's not even going to work during
that. Yeah, we're better than that.
Yeah. What I thought we'd do, though, is under the category of sexy texts to keep your connection spicy, okay?
Okay, got it.
Now, I'm going to read you the three finalists, and you will pick the one you want to send, and you'll send it verbatim and report back tomorrow how it went, okay?
Got it.
All right, here are your finalists, Jessica. Number one, hey, cutie, just thinking about your booty.
Oh, my God.
All right. I think that'll go over well.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, cutie, just thinking about your booty. That's option number one. Option number two, excuse the typos. I'm texting you with one hand. Wish you were here.
Oh, my God.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's scientifically proven to work, though. And option number three, hey, babe, just so you know, as soon as you see me tonight, it's naked time.
Okay.
Once again, you got, hey, cutie, just thinking about your booty. This is actual scientists that came up with this.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Number two, excuse the typos. I'm texting you with one hand. Wish you were here. Number three, hey, babe, just so you know, as soon as I see you tonight, it's naked time. Which one of those would you like?
Well, I was trying to write these down.
We'll give them to you, but you just pick.
Oh, you're going to give them to me. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to go with option three.
Three. Okay, three. So what you'll do is text your husband. His name, first name is?
Jim.
All right, so you'll text Jim at some point today, either when we hang up or over lunch, whenever you want. We'll let you decide. You'll text him, hey, babe, just so you know, as soon as I see you tonight, it's naked time. And they put naked in capital letters, just so you know.
Naked time.
All right?
Got it.
All right, so you text him that. Hang on. We're going to make sure that you have it correct. And then this time tomorrow, we're going to talk to you and see how it was received by Jim, the response he got. Okay?
Okay, got it.
This is so fun.
And we're going to set you up with a great prize for you and Jim for doing it so that you can get out of your stagnant pond scum stagnant time.
This'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on, Jessica. Hold on. All right.
Can't wait to
Here
see
it is. Cynthia, give this to Jessica. Make sure she has it correct. The spelling and verbiage. She'll text it to Jim, and we'll see tomorrow morning at this time what happened.
This is going to be classic.
Sexy time. Naked time. It's the mix. Mix Morning Mindbender. 33% of people between the ages of 25 and 40 in the American workplace want this band. Gotta stop. What is it? 312-233-1019.
Oh, you sound kind of good there.
Does this help? This is your clue.
I think so.
It definitely helps.
This is your clue. Want it banned at work. Sophie.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, you believe it to be?
Christmas music?
Christmas music. No.
Oh, okay. That would have been a really obvious clue.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, no. That was my guess.
I knew it was your guess, and I knew like you had that smug, I got this figured out. I tricked you.
You did trick me.
I tricked you. Oh, no. Man. 33% of people 25 to 40 want this band at work. What is it, Katie?
It's Secret Santa.
Exactly right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Santa Claus. Santa Claus, Secret Santa, Santa Claus coming to town. See?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
You're
okay.
Just having
yes,
that?
I got it. Yeah.
Now I get
Secret
it.
Santa. Don't want it at work. Need to stop it.
Yeah.
I kind of side with those people.
I'm fine with that.
If you have a choice of doing Secret Santa at work or not doing Secret Santa at work ever again, which would you choose?
I know I sound probably like crabby, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Don't want to do it, huh?
Not really.
How about you, Whip?
No, I agree. It feels like an extra responsibility, and who needs that?
Now watch this. Violetta?
I kind of like
I
it.
I knew you would. And she's the one in the age range who is supposed to be declining it. How do you feel about a Secret Santa at work, Meldy?
I would really love it.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
You would really like to do it, huh?
Yeah, I like anything that's like group events.
You do. You are very group centric.
Yeah, so I think it's fun. I mean, I could see that it's an extra responsibility. It's kind of annoying. You don't know what your coworkers want.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to be considerate and think about them and then find something that you think they might like or introduce them to something that they never knew they would like.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
33% of those 25 to 40 want it banned at work, Violetta, because they're forced to dip into their savings or go into debt to buy a Secret Santa gift. What kind of Secret Santa gifts are they giving away in these workplaces?
Right.
You got to go into debt for it.
Right. That's a little extreme. I would think if they say, like, I worked an hour or two for this, I could get that. But I don't know about going into the savings.
Go into debt? What, are they giving people cars?
Maybe you can do, like, a write it off. Or
I don't know. Are you going to give gifts this holiday season to all of us?
Well, I would, but I feel like you guys deny my...
Here's what we're going to do. This year, we're going to kick it off since it's your first Christmas with us, Violetta.
Okay, it is my first Christmas.
Yes. What? A new feature called Santa Violetta.
Oh, she gets to buy us all presents?
Yep, that's how it works, Melissa. That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that.
Now I like it.
But Santa Violetta, you have to come in here on Santa Violetta Day dressed as Santa.
Okay.
Passing out the gifts.
Okay, that's fine.
To all the good girls and boys.
Okay.
Boy, this
you just
has
to be good.
You're bad.
Yeah,
this
you don't get anything.
This has Instagram worthy written all over it.
Yep.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Am I allowed to give out coal or no?
No coal.
Okay, just presents.
You
only
can.
Only to Melissa.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah,
leave
that's
that option
not who
open.
Would be getting it.
We should look ahead and try to find out what day would be a good day for Santa Violetta.
Okay, fine. Oh, so I'm going to need a list of things you guys like and don't
like. No, see, that's part of the Secret Santa process.
But Santa gets a list, doesn't he?
Yeah, but this is more of a Secret Santa thing.
Secret Santa.
You have to pick.
Yeah, we don't want to have to sit on your lap, and you don't want that either.
What's the minimum price per person?
What's with the cost with you always about everything? You don't even have to spend anything and you're worried about the cost.
She wants to make sure I go on as high as possible for her gift.
I have never seen anybody that's more money-centric, cost-focused
than you. Don't worry, you talked about like it was
you don't even have to spend anything and you're freaked out about it.
I like how you said, them go broke. So.
What's the minimum price as opposed to what's the maximum price she can pay? What's the minimum she has to pay?
Don't worry, I'm going to go hot top dollar for you, Melissa.
You guys are asking a lot of questions. It's developing. It's a work in progress. We can do a chips dip in a Mexico trip. Melissa's like, all right, what's next? If it's that, well, what's next? Hey, we're going to do Secret Santa. You're going to give a prize. All right, let's sit down and talk this through all the way. Let's get price structure. Let's get timing. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's so fun.
My best friend is having a Friendsgiving party and has invited my ex-boyfriend. He broke up with me a few months ago and already has a new girlfriend. He totally broke my heart. I've been a mess ever since. She thinks it was okay to invite him, and she knows it'll most likely bring his new girlfriend to her house for the party. I told her I'm not going if he goes, and she's still inviting him anyway. Should I stop being friends with her? Should I go? How do I handle this? Oh, a lot of thoughts on this. Phones are exploding. I think it hit a little close to home. Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
What do you
think? I think is she ought to look up one of her friend's exes and invite him over.
Ah. So totally fair. Her ex, her friend who's hosting the party, she should find one of his exes and take him as her date. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Or you could just hire somebody, Audrey.
Oh, yeah. Just hire somebody really, really hot. Preferably of the same sex. You can go back and say, see what you did? You made me a lesbian.
And then there's that.
You made me a lesbian.
This sounds a little too personal. Is this something you're doing?
Yes.
You are doing this.
I am doing this New Year's Eve. My ex-boyfriend, I broke up with him about a month ago. He's already got a new girlfriend. She looks like me. Okay, fine. I've got a hot new girlfriend who I bought for a bottle of vodka, and I'm taking her to New Year's Eve.
Wow. You know what? I want to go to your New Year's Eve party and just sit over in the corner.
Just
there's so many more stories where that came from,
yeah.
I bet.
That's a twisted, lot of moving parts kind of story. Hey, Judy.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think that her boyfriend must be more of a friend to her best girlfriend than she is.
Ah, so then is being let on. Yeah.
I kind of would find another party to go to.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you would skip Friendsgiving altogether?
Theirs, yes.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. All right. What do you think, Amanda?
Kind of the same thing. Hi. Yeah, I think a real friend would never put you in that situation where you have to come and be the better person. I just think that's super crappy. So just skip it all together. Find a new friend. Life's too short.
Yeah,
she would, if she's a true friend, she would allow you to continue to be the bad person as opposed to having to be the good, upstanding person.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah. That's what friends do.
Yeah,
they allow you to be bad people when you want to be a bad person.
Right.
True friendship.
Learning a lot.
Girl support.
This is the parental show. Because 30 minutes ago, Charlie Puth is here. That's Charlie Puth and Mother.
Hi there.
30 minutes ago, Charlie, we made Whip listen to the new song Daddy by Coldplay. They got released yesterday?
Yeah, it's an album coming out tomorrow. That's
and
right.
And now we've got you with Mother.
Chris put out a song called Daddy.
Daddy.
It is nothing like your song, Charlie.
Right.
It is nothing like it.
How did you describe your song when you came in here?
I walked in and said, "Oh, this is the new Tears for Fears single, right?"
Oh my God, is that what you thought it sounded like, huh?
Well, when I was making the I dreamt of that melody. It's the first time that I've ever fallen asleep and woken up remembering a melody that I had in a dream, because I can lucid dream, which is pretty crazy.
Right.
And in my mind, it sounded like a bagpipe harp, but then I took it to my friend Andrew, and he was like, "We're not making a bagpipe song." And my friend Lou was like, who produced a lot of Post Malone stuff, was like, "What if we made it like a shuffle, like a Tears for Fears thing?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay, so if we're going to go there, we have to go to the pre-chorus and, like, you know, take it out of the key, like,
sure,
you know,
sure,
like, you know how, like, Tears for Fears go,
right?
E minor, F sharp, minor, G major."
Yeah, I don't know what any of that is.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've heard it, though. You know a lot more than I do.
Sounds good.
We're not ripping the song off. It's just kind of just like a note.
Right.
It's kind of like how Done for Me is kind of like, you know, an ode to George Michael.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And you said who else is on that song with you?
Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is playing drums on that.
And everybody knows him as he's the guy that looks like Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell and the guy who likes to, as you said, likes to be in his underwear.
Yeah, he likes to take his shirt off a lot.
Did he didn't do that in his underwear, did he?
I think he did.
No.
It was like 4 a.m. when
we did
that.
Oh, my God. Why do artists always do that? I like asking. It seems like you guys always want to record at 3 or 4 a.m. Why doesn't anybody record at like 2 in the afternoon?
I record at 2 in the afternoon. When I write, I'm working on a production and I'm like, you know, when I made Attention, I worked on this so much jazz in the background.
Right.
I was tuning up the drums and like making everything sound good at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But for whatever reason, I think there's some like vulnerability when you wake up like super, super early in the morning, like 2 a.m. or stay up.
Right.
Rather.
Right.
It's kind of like it's the equivalent of sending a text that you're going to regret Sunday morning. Your phone's.
That's where all the good stuff comes out.
Interesting. I've never heard that.
That's a good angle. I never really thought of that either.
I mean, I never, but I can see it working.
It's completely parallel because you're, for whatever reason, we're most like, that's why concerts, they push them to late at night. Like the headliner's usually on at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Because when it's dark out, you can, I don't know, there's something about like the light not being there.
Right.
Like where a human can feel like more open.
You got to be careful of that though too, because you know what happened to Madonna? She pushed it to like midnight and then everybody sued her.
Yeah,
like,
she's getting sued. The guy said, "I couldn't use the tickets and I couldn't sell them because no one wants them at midnight."
Yeah, she's playing in the middle of the night.
The lawyer was vulnerable.
It's crazy. So how have you been? Obviously, you have Mother out now. What's going on with you?
You know what? I must say, I love that there's something in B-flat major. It sounds like Henry Mancini playing in the background.
You like this?
It's like, bup, bup.
I didn't know it was B-flat either.
Chicago.
Yeah. I got this, too.
It's like, I wish more stations did this. This makes it really...
Feels very relaxed and comfortable, right?
Showbiz. Like kind of quasi-Christmassy.
There you go.
Maybe it puts your guard down. It helps you let your guard down
a little bit. Well, I mean, I grew up playing jazz, so it's like, I'm really supposed to be a jazz piano player, and I wrote See You Again and became a pop singer. So
just like that.
Yeah,
good for you. So you're out on the road a little bit now, then? Or what are you got going?
Yeah. Well, we came in just for you guys.
Oh, that's nice of you. You're helping out Mixed Kids for Lurie Children's Hospital, meeting a bunch of nice families and kids, and I think that's great. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. So we flew in last night, and I love flying into Chicago, except for the landing. The landing was a little crazy.
A little dicey,
because you always feel like the plane's just like kind of moving a little to the left, so you kind of propel your body to the right as a natural reaction.
Sure.
So that was nice, but I'm going to get some pizza later.
Oh, nice.
You got to get some Chicago pizza.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
At least it warmed up nicely for you, too.
Yeah.
So you're just doing this for us, coming in, meeting these families, and then what does your holiday season hold for you?
I'm going to make it as normal as humanly possible. My life is going at like 1,000 miles per hour at all times, so it's nice to just do absolutely nothing. So that's what I'll do.
Friends, family, you do a Friendsgiving?
Friendsgiving.
You know how they do those?
My friend is doing a Friendsgiving. I'm going to spend it with my family, but the next day I'll have the friends leftover giving.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm having one this Saturday if you want to come.
Yeah, if you're available, you want to come to one,
In Chicago. I feel like there's so much fun in Chicago.
There's so much to do.
I feel there's like a surplus of food made.
That is one thing we do have a surplus of. Food and the occasional crime. But beyond that, we're okay.
Definitely.
Don't worry about that crime.
Overflowing with crime.
We're totally fine with that.
Make the music louder. Make the music louder. Crime! Perfect.
And you know, we mentioned it, and I have to ask you. I'm sorry if it's a sore subject, but
oh no, it's not at all.
You told E! News that you want to play Chandler's long lost son on the HBO Max Friends reunion special.
You know what's so funny? I got to be so careful how I say these things because I said, as you said, I want to do it, but knowing that's really not going to happen, I'm like, yeah, I totally do that. Next day, like. Friends reunion confirmed, and Charlie's playing Chandler's
I saw that.
Son.
Really? I saw that,
yeah.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, because everybody just assumes it's going to happen then, right?
Now I'm at the I land at the airport, and they're like, Charlie Puth, are you going to be Chandler's long-lost son? And I'm like, I don't read things about myself online, so I'm like right. wondering where that came from, but it's real.
Have people told you you look like Chandler? Is that why you said it?
People tell me that I act like Chandler. Okay. I don't know if I look like Chandler.
Are you a huge fan of the show?
Oh, I'm a massive fan of the show.
Okay.
But I think, this is great, it playing in the background. I'm a huge fan.
You should totally do it.
Friends.
You should do it. You should totally do it.
I would totally do it. Yeah. But I'm kind of busy with this music stuff.
I know. Isn't it the pain when the career gets in the way
of fun?
I know. Damn career. Damn
yeah, exactly.
Millions of records sold. Damn.
What do I do about my throat? Like, I've had this cold for like 3 weeks.
You have a cold now?
I cannot shake it.
Echinacea.
Is that the thing? Because I remember reading once, and I can't remember the specifics, but you had been sick on tour for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I wasn't taking care of myself. I was not sleeping. Sleep and echinacea. You take a water bottle and put a couple drops. It's disgusting. It's
right.
horrible.
Right.
I mean, this music makes it sound like the best thing
right.
in the world, but it's terrible.
Right.
He loves your background music.
I love this.
You put a couple drops in there, and then suddenly you start to, it just opens you up. It's just like...
So water and echinacea.
Yeah.
And sleep.
And sleep. That's real. And, you know, vitamin C, but echinacea kind of has that or something.
Really?
Less vodka.
Less vodka? Is that bad?
I would think that vodka isn't.
I tried doing more vodka. That doesn't seem to be working.
Actually, you know what? On a real note, whiskey is not bad for your throat.
Really?
You
like whiskey.
A little hot toddy.
There you go. A little hot toddy.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm allergic to lemons, so I can't have lemons.
You're allergic to lemons?
I'm allergic to lemons and sesame seeds.
What happens if you have sesame seeds? You get a bad rash or what?
It just becomes uncomfortable. I can't breathe.
Really?
You carry an EpiPen or something?
I just avoid sesame chicken.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
But it's so good.
And
chicken.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got to be careful on how you order your chicken. Look how much we're learning today.
Yeah. That's why he's having pizza.
A lot about
That's
you
why
now.
I'm having pizza.
That is great.
I would be really sad if I was allergic to pizza.
That would be bad, particularly in this town.
Yeah, that would be inconvenient.
Charlie, it's great seeing you. Congratulations and everything going on. And thank you again for coming in and meeting these families and helping out Mixed Kids for Lurie Children's Hospital.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house. Now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh... You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.